On the left, you can see a large installation by Yelena and Viktor Vorobyovy called Vintage. 24 graphic sheets depicting policemen twisting somebody's arms. The word vintage, vintage, if it is pronounced in Russian, has an additional new meaning, except vintage. It's not an old thing, but arresting or twisting a person on the square, from the verb twist. In Russian, it's vint. It is an argo, popular both in Russia and in Kazakhstan. Vintage, synonymous with twisting hands in Russian, became the central motive of this graphic series. The history of its creation is quite lengthy. In 1998, the Center of Contemporary Art in Almaty held an exhibition called Terra Incognita. It was also dedicated to the protection of human rights. And Yelena and Viktor showed an installation where a man was sleeping in bed. It was not a real man, of course, and this work was titled The Artist is Asleep. It could be understood that the artist does not participate in public life, sleeping, or distanced himself romantically, retreated to an ivory tower. In 2017, this work was exhibited at the Venice Biennale, in the main program, where the curator collected a lot of works on how the artist sleeps. With growing repressions in Kazakhstan, the artists thought about what would happen if the artist woke up. Well, of course he would come to the square or join any demonstration. And it is very easy to assume that they would be twisted by the police at some point. But Yelena and Viktor, instead of using a real person, used an image of a person, a pink blanket between the two policemen, the one that artist was covered with when he was asleep. They studied a lot of photos from around the world, where the police twisted people, bent their hands, dragged them in paddy wagons, and made this extensive series. That is, in fact, international. Recently we saw the dispersal of environmental demonstrations in London. Before that, there have been widespread, still flaring up from time to time, uprisings of yellow vests, where people were poured with tear gas. So this work is not only about the job responsibilities of Kazakhstani police. Different positions of the police have been researched for this installation. Each sheet is a graphic piece, a collage, and it's all been done on the basis of documentary photos. It is interesting to watch the policemen in each case when such an elusive and flexible and slippery thing as a blanket is grabbed, arrested, handcuffed, and dragged into the car. You can look at it for a very long time, and it leaves the impression of real violence, despite the fact that this is a blanket. The artist has woken up. In fact, this thesis can be applied to the whole exhibition.